This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, February 9th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, do you feel like you're getting more notifications on social media that have nothing to do with you? You're not imagining it. We'll find out why social media companies are embracing this trend from WSJ personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown. And then, U.S. customers are turning to Shein, TikTok, and Temu for their online shopping, in part due to super low prices. Now, these companies are building up their U.S. operations, and they're coming for Amazon. WSJ reporter Sebastian Herrera tells us how these companies are expanding into Amazon's backyard and even recruiting its employees. But first, you open up Facebook for the first time in a while. Hooray, you have a notification. Maybe someone posted on your long-abandoned wall, but no. Instead, a local business created an event that Facebook thinks you might like to attend. Notifications like these aren't just popping up on Facebook. WSJ personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown is here now to tell us why social media companies are jumping on this trend. Dalvin, Facebook is one example, but what kinds of notifications are increasing on social media generally?
It's the types of notifications that feel less personal or not personal at all. Think your cousin just posted for the first time in a long time, or this person you're not even following just went live. It's more and more alerts of this type, whereas you used to only be alerted if someone commented on your content, or maybe they sent you a DM or added you in some way. Now you're getting more alerts that suggest that other people did things that probably don't have anything to do with you.
Why are social media companies doing this?
I spoke to some social media marketers, some psychologists, and some academics who all focus on the ways that social networking sites get users to engage. So the experts I spoke to said that, one, people are posting less. So because users are posting less, they're giving social networking sites less things to notify them about. What's also happened is these social networking sites have seen the TikTok effect, where people are interested in seeing content from people that they do not know. If you go on to, say, Facebook, for instance, for the first time in a long time, and you see that your relative posted a photo, you may feel more inclined to, one, engage with that post, but also post yourself, or at least that's the thinking. But the flip side of that is you might just get annoyed. Some psychologist that I spoke to said that if you feel a dopamine rush because you see the little red notification saying that you are important or people are calling out for you and you click it and they actually aren't, it may turn you away from the social networking site.
What do the social media companies say about this new policy?
I reached out to all the major social networking sites. X, formerly Twitter, didn't respond, but the others said that they give users tools to turn on and off alerts.
Yeah, if you're one of the people who's annoyed or don't like this increase in notifications, what can you actually do about it?
All the major social networking sites give you options to turn these off. You can either press the little three dots next to the alert and turn off that specific type of alert, or you can go into your notification settings on each of these sites and then turn off entire categories of alerts. So if you don't want alerts from people who you don't follow, for instance, you may be able to turn that off. If you don't want alerts from groups saying, hey, this group you're in posted two links, you can also turn those off. Or if it's just like a specific type of alert from a specific type of person, you can do that too.
Looking towards the future, how do you think this might change? Are we likely to get more notifications by default or fewer?
I spoke to an app data company that looks at how many notifications people receive across all their apps. And one of the trends that I noticed was that social networking sites were over time slowly ramping up the number of notifications that they're sending people. And so from one month to another, that number may vary. But if you look at trends over time, you know, I compared July of 2023 to January of 2024 and noticed that all of the major social networking sites had ramped up the number of notifications that they were sending people. So there's no reason to assume that they'll slow down now.
That was our personal tech reporter, Dalvin Brown. Coming up, Shein and TikTok are moving in on Amazon's turf. Literally. What does that mean for Amazon? That's after the break.
Fees. The F word in travel. With an HSBC Global Money account, you can drop fees from Acapulco to Zurich. That means no fees here.
Bonjour.
No fees here. Howdy. And definitely no fees here. Pay no HSBC fees overseas with a Global Money account.
HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Available to HSBC UK customers with an eligible current account. Exclude some accounts such as the HSBC Basic Bank account. For mobile banking app users only. Non-HSBC fees may apply.
For years, Amazon has been the biggest online retailer in the U.S. But if some other companies have their way, Amazon's dominance won't last. Shein, TikTok, and Temu, all companies with ties to China, are looking to build up their U.S. logistics operations, and some are even physically moving in on Amazon's territory. WSJ reporter Sebastian Herrera joins us now with more. Sebastian, how is each company moving in on Amazon's business? Let's start with Shein.
Shein's been around for a little while, and what they're doing is they're already really popular with a lot of U.S. customers because they offer really low prices, especially for fashion items. And now they're trying to expand their U.S. logistics and supply chain. So what that means for them is just try to get a little closer to their customers in the U.S., which is their biggest customer base, and try to make things faster and more efficient in their supply chain.
What about the social media platform TikTok?
TikTok has this huge customer base, and it sees an opportunity there. So last year, it started a TikTok shop, which is basically a huge marketplace that it offers on its platform where independent merchants sell items. And actually, ironically, a lot of those items, at least when it comes to e-commerce and clothes, come from Shein. So they're just getting started with e-commerce, but they're a huge company. They're a very powerful social media company, and they also have goals to build out logistics in the U.S. and warehouses.
And Temu is the newest entrant into this field. Tell me about them, how they're competing with Amazon.
Temu is similar to Shein in that it really goes after bargain price items. And these companies can do this because they're getting these items directly from China and shipping them over here. Also, they've just spent a ton of money in advertising.
So some of these companies, specifically TikTok and Shein, are also opening up offices in Seattle, which is where Amazon is based. What are they hoping to accomplish there?
Seattle has really become a huge hub for logistics and supply chain talent, largely because of Amazon. And so Shein and TikTok, they've gravitated towards that talent as they've tried to build out their U.S. supply chain and logistics. And so they're actively trying to recruit current and former Amazon employees. And with TikTok, they're growing a whole platform for e-commerce. And so they're not only going after logistics talent, but also just people that have been in the retail industry.
How are these companies putting a dent in Amazon's business? Did we see an impact in Amazon's Q4 earnings?
What's interesting is when you look at Amazon's Q4 earnings, they did really well. They had an amazing holiday season. They had about $10 billion of profit. And so they're still for sure the go-to place for Americans to shop online. However, there have been analysis and data that show that there have been times in recent months where Temu and Shein have had higher traffic surges online to their websites, to their apps than Amazon. So that's something to keep an eye out for. You know, we haven't seen a massive dent by these companies yet, but definitely people are noticing them. I've had people tell me, you know, I stopped shopping at Amazon and I now go to Temu first, because sometimes you'll find something that's on Temu that's also on Amazon, but on Temu, it's at a lower price.
It sounds like one of the biggest reasons why customers are going to Shein, TikTok, and Temu is that super low price point. How are these companies able to undercut Amazon and still make money?
Well, they have very close relationships with Chinese sellers and manufacturers, and they're able to essentially just ship products directly from China to here, and it saves on cost.
Why are Shein and TikTok making these moves now?
Amazon's market share in the U.S., while they're still by far the largest online store, their market share has been estimated to have been stalling in the past couple of years. And that's created opportunity for newer entrants to come in to try to take market share. There's also companies outside of Amazon like Walmart and Target that have also struggled to keep their market share. And so you see these newer companies that have ties to China that are coming in and trying to fill that space and that opportunity in market share.
What has Amazon said about this?
Publicly, they say that healthy competition is good for the market and that it creates innovation and that it's good for businesses. And they also say that a lot of employees come to them because they are an innovative company. Behind the scenes, they are definitely aware of TikTok, Shein, and Temu. Not only are they aware of them, they're trying to figure out how to respond to these companies, because when it comes to prices, Amazon already has pretty low prices. And so to go even lower is a challenging thing. What we've seen from Amazon lately is, as they've been challenged from these companies, they've really relied on what they do best, which is fast shipping. And they've just tried to go faster and faster. And they've built out this warehouse network all over the US that is really hard to match. So you're seeing them double down on speed. And that's partly how they're defending their retail empire.
That was our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang. I'm your host, Alex Osola. Jessica Fenton and Michael LaValle wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Catherine Millsop. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are the deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back this afternoon with TMB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.